Yesterday, we're giving out to devotees here in Budapest the fifth volume of Navaraja Mahima in Hungarian. So that's the first five have been printed, and the ninth one also, the map book, because that was easy. And the sixth one is translated, and that should come out in spring. And 7 and 8, maybe they'll be finished next year, translated. Probably 7 will come out also. And 8, probably in the spring of 19, and then it's over, the saga of the printing of Navaraja Mahima in Hungarian will be over. Unfortunately, we are unable to provide all the devotees who want the English version. We could have easily printed over 1,000, 1,500, and probably made all of those available to devotees, because devotees really are constantly asking for them. Anyway, what to do? And here in Hungary, of course, it's a limited population by comparison to English-speaking world. But in any case, that was 10 years ago. I read the introduction and I noticed that it was 10 years ago that I finished writing that. A lot of time has passed by. And I'm just trying to think of what books should I write in those 10 years. I wrote Damodar and the two smaller books,
Awakening.
And the prayer book, and what?
The Awakening.
Wait, yeah. Awakening and
Sadhu.
Oh, and also the Varnashram book. Not very much. Well, there's 1, 2, 3, 4 big books, and just one small book. Of course, right now we've got 2 in the pipeline, although I haven't been able to really work even on the sadhana book because of just because I haven't had time. Health issues rob me of my time, writing time. But what I did want to talk about is the following. And I mentioned this yesterday, that's how the topic came up of last night's reading. And I mentioned this, that the process of devotional service, particularly active sadhana, like Sankirtan and rendering services, is that devotional service, especially the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra or Gayatri Mantra for second initiation devotees, it fulfills the desires of a devotee. A devotee's desire determines, or his approach to mantra includes desire that he has, and that desire determines the result that we get and also our destination. And that includes also having material desires. It may include a variety of different spiritual desires. Someone may want to go to Ayodhya, Vaikuntha, Goloka, Sweta Dweep. These are all possible, made possible by the power of the Maha Mantra. On the other hand, someone may maintain material desires to be fulfilled through devotional service. When we come to Krishna consciousness, we're full of all kinds of desires, but the whole idea, or at least part of sadhana bhakti, the purpose of sadhana bhakti is cheto dharpana marjanam, to cleanse the heart. And the devotee is actively aspiring for that. However, when we practice devotional service, and especially when we want material desires to be fulfilled as a consequence of our devotional activity, then that becomes the result of our chanting of mantras, and then that gives us a corresponding destination. For instance, Srila Prabhupada, when his disciple Jayananda Prabhu left the world, and Prabhupada knew him quite well, so then first he wrote, well, if you have any material desires, then you're going to go to the heavenly planets for 10,000 years, and from there you go back to Godhead. So there the indication was that even such a obviously advanced devotee, if he did show a interest in fulfilling material desires rather than becoming purified of material desires, then you get that result. You may get that result in this life, you may get that result in a future life. Both are possible. How? By the power of the mantra. Because the Hare Krishna mantra or devotional service fulfills desires. And one reason is because it protects the, bhakti devi protects Krishna from unqualified people. Anyabhilashita sunyam Krishna anushirinam. Only those people whose only desire is to serve Krishna and please Krishna, whether they got material desires or not, are actually qualified to approach Krishna. Other people, then whatever those desires may be, then you get a corresponding result. And there are other examples where such things will take place, where people worship Krishna for a host of different benefits, including going to attaining liberation. So Lord Chaitanya explains that. Atmarana Samunayo Nivranti Yavukami. How even all of these different types of Atmaramas, and they're self-satisfied, but still they may have some different type of desires, and 64 varieties of these people that Lord Chaitanya explains. But still, bhakti will give them something else other than they may be attracted to Krishna consciousness, but they may get a different result than ultimately going back to Godhead. So, one has to be attentive. Therefore, attentiveness is there. Attentiveness to what's going on in our minds and hearts when we're chanting Hare Krishna, and attentiveness that we're not asking for those things that we're later going to regret. So Dhruva Maharaj is the real gold standard, but anyway, he's certainly the standard. Stana Vilasi Tapasito. So he was ashamed that I worshipped you for this material thing. I want an extraordinary position in the universe which surpasses even Brahma and everyone else. Stani stitas mini bharanam deyachi. But no. Swami kritatosmi bharanam deyachi. He's one real example of someone who underwent devotional service, but he underwent devotional service because he wanted something from Krishna. So we should be careful because, after all, you're adults, so adults are have to be responsible and take the results of their activities, and if we're not careful, we may also end up somewhere, who knows, on the heavenly planets, and then lamenting that how did I ever even get here, while others are flying by us on their way back home, back to Godhead. Hare Krishna.